Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and welcome to Sci Guys, the show where we talk about the crazy, weird, and wonderful stories from the science world. I'm Corey, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, the lecherous Luke Katfer.
We're slowly going insane.
This week we're talking about virtual empathy, but first, I've got a question for you, Luke.
What do you want to know?
I want to know, have you ever used virtual reality?
Yes. Do you want to, should I tell you more?
No, or? I don't want to hear any more. My question was, have you used virtual reality?
Yes.
No further questions.
Okay.
Now go on. Give us a little story then.
So I've tried the PlayStation VR and I was nearly sick.
Other VRs are available.
We're not on the BBC. What are you doing? I've tried the Apple Vision in the shop.
Other VRs are available.
My God, that thing's amazing. Like, What the hell? Have you tried it?
No.
Oh, my God. You need to go. They let you try it for free.
I know. Everyone says, oh, you should do that. You should do it. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. But like, man, I struggle to like shower. You know, how am I supposed to get myself to an Apple store just to pretend to live in a fictional world? That sounds quite good, actually. Yeah, no, let's get on that.
Amazing. Yeah. And then I also had, like, I bought the original Oculus on Kickstarter when it launched.
Other VRs are available.
Well, that one's not anymore because it got bought by Facebook.
Other ones are.
Yeah.
I'm just clarifying. So that one's not available. Other ones are available.
So, I've tried all of those. They were all bad apart from the Apple Vision Pro. Basically, I'm not a big old Apple fanboy, but they were all shit except for that.
No, I've done a bit of VR in my time, haven't I? I've gone to a VR arcade, if you want to call it that. I mean, it was really weird, actually. It was just a bunch of individual kind of rooms. Outside, it's kind of like almost like a laser tag place. Right. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like the same kind of vibe as when you go into a laser tag place, your little lockers and
sticky.
Like
sticky. Mm. Sticky vibes.
Wow, yeah, they were really sticky, weren't sticky. They?
With so what sticky. As well? Sweat?
Children. Children are just sticky.
So sticky.
Children, actually, I'll tell you this. Your child has not reached, like peak sticky.
No.
Yet? Man, yeah. Sticky. Kids are sticky.
Yeah, and she's actually, she's quite sticky, so she's only going to get more sticky.
Until, like, I think maybe, like, about 3-4 years old is, like, peak sticky.
Yeah.
5 is still really, actually, 5 is maybe peak sticky.
15 if you have a boy.
Different kind of sticky. Different kind of sticky. That's it. If we graph it, right? Like, it just increases up to the age of 5, and then 6, it slowly drops. And, like, you know, around 10, like 11, that's like the trough for boys, right? But as soon as you start getting up to 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, boom!
Oh, no.
Way up there.
Pre-peak sticky. It's like the stock market under Donald Trump. Except it hasn't gone back up.
Make boys sticky.
I don't like that.
No, that sounds horrible. I don't like that I said it, but someone had to. Someone's got to be out here saying the difficult stuff, Luke, and if it's going to have to be me, it's going to have to be me. But no, yeah, VR, it's fun. I've done, like, zombies, like, you know, like Call of Duty zombies, but not Call of Duty, just with, like, VR things. You're using a gun.
That sounds terrifying.
It's just fun, to be honest with you. It's just fun. The weird thing is, though, that, like, sometimes with the aim, it doesn't feel right, or, like, it's not the one where it's not, like, a full, like, room where you walk around, like you've got to still use the controller to like point and click where you want to walk.
That's what I did with the PlayStation one. That's what I did. I did Skyrim and I just felt so sick every time I walked anywhere. Like if I stayed still, it was fine. I looked around. But then as soon as I started walking, my brain was like, legs are not moving. Why are we moving? And immediately I want to be sick.
Well, actually, so with this one that I did, you're in a like tiny little space, a room smaller than the one that we're in now.
Mm.
And so like you can walk into a wall, but then you get like a sort of thing coming up on your screen saying, careful, there's a wall nearby.
Hate it when that happens.
And if I turn around, I'm like closer to another wall already because the room is so small. So you can't take a step anywhere. It's really kind of disorienting.
Have you ever seen those, like, we've got really sidetracked onto VR here. Have you ever seen those, you mentioned Laser Quest. There's like VR Laser Quest where, it's amazing. I think it's like Star Wars branded or something. And it replaces your whole body with like a fully tracked like stormtrooper. But then you're just in a room, but you're in the VR, you're in like a maze.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a bunch of like nerds thinking they're in a maze. So if you like actually film them from outside, they're going on all these weird angles and zoop, 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 because they think they're in a maze. But then in reality, they're just in like a big room.
Nerds, right? Am I right? Nerds, so stupid. But yeah, so that's VR. I could have asked you a question about if you've ever been catcalled, but I doubt you have.
No, I don't think I've ever had anything I would. Oh, I mean, probably as a joke.
I don't think that counts then, you know?
No, yeah.
But as a joke by whom?
Like a YouTube convention or something.
That would fall under.
Yeah, like
it,
as men go, I've probably been like closer to catcalled than like just an average guy.
Well, on account of being YouTube famous, actually. Yeah, I was YouTube famous in my youth. So like, yeah, I've been catcalled by many a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah, you are.
I know I'm not wrong.
I was like, what can I relate to here? It's not the same as being like shouted at by a sweaty guy in a van, but
no,
you know, no, not the same level of threatening, I don't think.
I think very much the opposite level of threatening, but still unpleasant, you know. Not really the point of what we're talking about today. I wanted to say, right, it is a situation where we're talking about this study about men and empathy and catcalling and VR. And I'll put all those words together and explain why and how it works later on.
Menempathy VR.
Yeah, menempathy VR. Yeah, but there might be some people out there, feminists, saying, why are two men talking about this? And to that I say, who else is going to talk about this?
Stop gatekeeping.
Yeah, don't gatekeep. Our opinions matter too. I think in this world, men don't get enough of their voices heard. You know, we're only on like, you know, all of the radio stations, TV shows, most of the filmmakers and all of that sort of thing. We only have like, you know, maybe 80% of the voice for 50% of the people. That's just not fair.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
I'm so with you.
Yeah, right? I'm glad we can agree.
I love our toxic podcast.
But in seriousness though, like actually some men only listen to other men. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. Us talking about this as, you know, guy types.
Yeah, with an incredibly male-dominated audience.
Yeah, yeah, there's loads of blokes listening. Loads of them.
Yeah.
You know, loads of your Toms, your Dicks, your Harrys.
Sure.
Yeah, all of them down. just listening down the pub.
Hey, have you heard the new Sci Guys?
Sci Guys on a pint, you know? It's yeah, no, look. But this study was actually kind of interesting. Basically, they took a bunch of men and in Italy.
They took them to Italy or they took them from Italy?
No, they were in Italy and they took them whilst they were in Italy. They gathered them.
Right.
Yes.
They didn't take them anywhere then. They're still in Italy.
Are you going to have this many questions for every sentence?
They're not questions, they're statements.
Okay. You're going to have this many interruptions for every sentence? Okay, evidently not. You'll interrupt, but you won't answer a question. That's okay, I guess. I think I can work with that. I can reverse psychology my way around that. So look, they found a bunch of men.
Mm.
They gathered them together to do a study upon them. Okay,
ah.
And the study was basically they put the men in virtual reality and made them they kind of like virtually transgendered them. By which I mean they were men. They were playing a little virtual reality kind of game wherein they were women. And when I say game, I mean there were two scenarios. One where you're a woman getting ready to go out in your house.
Uh-huh.
You look yourself in the mirror and you're like, I'm a woman. Look at me with my digital woman avatar body.
People should do this to like just get an idea of what dysphoria would be like. Just because, like, that would probably would be very, like, weird and dysphoric.
I don't know necessarily because of the disconnect between, like, because the disconnect with VR. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, well, they should do that, like, you know, the stroking hand thing that you do with VR first. I'll have to fill
it. But with a dick.
What?
What?
Okay, all right. I'll take what you said with a dick.
You'll take it with a dick.
And I'll explain what I mean. The original study's not done with a dick, but I can run with that. So imagine you've got your dick on the table, and
I don't need to imagine, buddy.
Why do you think
it's always flopped out on side, guys, man? That's why the frame is here and up. Okay. It's got to breathe.
Oh, okay. We're back to being a toxic man podcast. So you've got your dick out on the table, but it's actually behind a screen, and then there's a fake prosthetic dick.
Mm-hmm.
And then, now this is where the analogy becomes more uncomfortable. Somebody gets a feather and starts stroking the prosthetic dick.
Are you into that?
Sure.
Watching you stall, by the way.
Just you make me uncomfortable and I don't know what to do. Is that what the show is? So somebody strokes the prosthetic dick with a feather, to be clear, and then also strokes your dick with a feather, to be clear. And that makes your brain think that the prosthetic dick is your dick. Like your brain maps on because there's sensory input from your eyes and from your dick that match up with each other. You're like, oh, that must be my dick then. And then if they go at
your... Smash it with a hammer.
Yeah, if they go at your dick with a hammer or with a knife, then you react as if someone's about to hammer your dick.
I'm going
to
come.
That's not a phrase I like.
That's how I would react in that instance.
So, and so your brain makes that connection. So I guess what I'm saying is if you like, first you took the Italian men and you stroked their dicks, or in this case it was hands in the real study, so that they then associated themselves with the VR, like they actually became it mentally, and then you revealed, oh, you're a woman getting ready to get dressed. Then they would maybe experience something along the lines of dysphoria, of like, whoa, that's not my dick.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, whoa, that's not my dick.
That's it. Sorry, yeah, sorry. Thank you for translating.
I was like, I couldn't wrap my head around what you were trying to say, because you're talking about Italians, but they weren't speaking in Italian.
I have an amazing, amazing story about this. It's about a thing called Asimo the robot.
Oh yeah,
but we haven't got time. I'll do it on Patreon.
I'll do it on the Patreon.
Do it on the Patreon. We'll see you over there. It's about Italians and robots. I think I've probably told it before, but you don't know what episode that is, so you'll have to go to the Patreon.
Okay, yeah. Look, get back to the topic. So they took, and also I'll say the study. I looked at the authors on it, and you know, if I know anything about Italian names, and I don't, I would say that it was 50% man and 50% women.
Mm.
That's not the correct way of saying that sentence, but it seemed to be...
50% a man.
An even gender split.
Sorry, Italians.
I'm not sorry, Italians.
I'm very sorry.
Sorry to one Italian if she sees this.
Ellie.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to call them out
who
by name.
Who we by name? Go on, call her out by name.
No, I don't know who. I don't know who this Italian could be. Who could they be?
No, but
I don't
by
know.
Name. What by do we name? Call her?
No, that's it's just gonna make all of this so much worse. So I'm actually gonna nip this in the bud and carry on. Basically,
we'll tell you on the Patreon.
I mean, sure. We cannot just keep on saying we'll do this on the Patreon, because we're going to forget within the next hour of doing this episode.
I'll write notes.
If you write notes, you're not going to be able to pay attention to the episode. I promise you that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll stop.
Okay, so this study, as I was saying, they got a bunch of Italian men and they put them in VR and they were like, you're a woman getting ready for a night out. And now you're a woman on the subway waiting for a train. And here comes a man and he's saying things to you. And so the control was the man just saying like normal stuff like...
nice suboobies. I need to stop and say sorry.
No, so that would be catcalcalling. Okay,
shout it. I said it quite softly.
Okay, right. Let's just quickly go over what catcalling is, because clearly you are confused. All right, so catcalling is a microaggression, it says in this paper, which I feel like if catcalling is a microaggression, like microaggressions can be pretty macro,
it's
you
a
know?
Macroaggression.
Yeah, it's like
a microaggression is like, why are you so grumpy today? That's a
microaggression. Or like, not like, you should smile more.
Yeah, oi, get him out.
Yeah.
That's not a microaggression.
This is quite macro, actually. That's quite quite large.
Sorry, I need to. I'm really sorry. I have to break the edifice of Sci-Guys a little bit here. The reason I said nice for boobies is because I actually know what this study is. I know that it's to do with catcalling.
Yeah.
Not because I just was like randomly saying nice for boobies to this random lady on a train.
Well, we've not said that. We've said it's about catcalling already, haven't we? No?
I don't think so. I think you said we captured a bunch of Italian men and we put them in VR.
Well, let me just go through all of this and you can stop interrupting for like at least like 20, 30 seconds.
Sure.
And maybe we'll understand.
Okay. I mean, maybe you did say, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't remember what
this
happened.
That's why we're getting comments going like, this show's even more unhinged than normal.
Yeah, that, and I just stopped editing it. I just put it out raw. Raw dogging it. No. Okay, so there are more things that need to be cut out nowadays. So basically this study looked at street harassment. It was kind of looking at street harassment and seeing whether you could kind of make men more empathetic to the plights and struggles of women by force faming them, but in VR, if that makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. Putting the men in a woman's shoes and seeing if they could
dressing them up as a nice pretty lady.
Yes, but with technology, so it's very futuristic. Okay. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, I thought it was interesting. So it describes what's the word catcalling kind of in the beginning. You know, it says it's a pervasive issue. Street harassment's a pervasive issue that affects individuals regardless of their characteristics, which is true. However, the World Health Organization emphasizes that violence against women is particularly prevalent, especially in the form of catcalling. Unsolicited comments and gestures, you know. So like as you said, Luke, like saying like nice boobies or
classic catcall.
Basically any time you as a man like say something to a woman in the street that like, you know,
it's the entitlement, is it? It's like, yeah, you it's wouldn't weird. Just talk to a random stranger like that. So why are you talking to this stranger just because you think they're fit? Why?
Yeah,
you...
right. Like, and you know what? This is gonna sound, you know, the way that you sound whenever you talk about how nice of a person you are all the time.
you can't do that because it's gonna sound like that's what.
No. I'm going to because I'm about to sound. I'm about to do a look cut first, obviously, which is, you know, making yourself out to be the nicest person on the planet. entirely on purpose.
No, I'm a terrible person.
No, but I mean, and you probably have this experience as well. I don't really see catcalling all that much. I don't see men treating women in that way because most of the guys that I know just wouldn't do that.
No, I've seen it happen in the street, like people, like a guy, and it, like, I don't want to be stereotypical. The times I've seen it, it's like a bunch of guys in a van. That is when I've seen it. Mm. And they've just driven past and said something. Like, if I've been hanging out with friends, they've done that to, like, the friend I'm with. Not to me. Luckily for me. But, yeah, I don't see it an awful lot. But it's also, yeah, like, the sort of we hang out in a very sort of, like you say, sort of, like, squishy social circle.
Soy boy circle.
Soy boy circle, yeah. Right? Of, like, people who talk about how they feel about things and... like more than half of them are gay.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. We don't really hang out with the guys who are going, whoa, 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 whoa.
But I
thought you were going somewhere different with this, which is I don't know what they're trying to achieve. Like, I think there's a joke. I'm interested if you tell me what they're trying to do. Because I've obviously heard the sort of idea that it's like, it's to intimidate women or to like, and I think that is the effect of it. I don't know if any individual man is like genuinely going out and going, I want to intimidate all the women for, because it's not for their own gain. If they're just generally making women feel like crap, that might benefit other men if all the women feel like crap. I don't know.
I think you'd do well to not try and understand men. Just, I don't think you're going to wrap your head around it, if I'm honest with you.
I know what they're trying to achieve ostensibly is like, they think that that's going to work, right? And I think there's a sketch about this where there's like I think a female comedian and she like gets catcalled and then
oh yeah she's like, oh my god,
thank you so much, oh let's go back to your house. And it's like, when does that ever happen? Does that like maybe sometimes it works, I have no idea,
but I don't think it is about trying to like, you know, pick up women or whatever. It's just a sort of pervasive cultural level disrespect of women and seeing them as objects.
That's
like, it's
so
not
grim.
It's almost like saying good boy to a dog in the street, you know. But obviously dogs enjoy being called good boy in the street. Women generally don't enjoy being catcalled because it's kind of horrible and not nice. But what I was going to say is that I don't know any men that catcall. Every single woman I know, mm-hmm. or someone who looks like a woman, or who has looked like a woman, or who was a woman, or, you know, anyone who is remotely woman aligned, or was so at some point. Yeah, like, you know, woman adjacent.
That's the new
has
phrase.
Been catcalled.
Now that we've had this horrible Supreme Court ruling, we'll just say women adjacent.
Women adjacent.
as a broad category.
A broad category. A category for broads.
Oh, no. The thing is, that we look like a toxic man podcast. Oh, it's so depressing.
I don't think someone is going to roll up on this and see these two soy boy beta cucks and be like, man, these alpha males are really... But yeah, actually, I was going to ask as well, I was going to ask if you'd been catcalled, but you've not really been other than, you know, teenage girls at YouTube conventions. Have you ever catcalled anyone?
I did want to get sent some pants in the mail. That was quite aggressive. I didn't like that.
Okay, yeah, no, that's not pleasant. I mean, I've also been grabbed and kissed by an old woman during COVID.
What the hell?
Yeah, at a convention. And I probably shouldn't even be talking about this online because, like, the old woman was, like, a grandmother of a fan. Oh. And the old woman was a fan also. And, like, yeah, no, like, I'm just going to say this out here. I avoid those people now. Oh. I avoid them all because she grabbed me and kissed me on the face.
For you.
Yeah, it was not nice. I did not enjoy it.
That's fine.
Yeah, but no. So I was gonna ask I've asked if you'd been catcalled. You said you haven't really.
We'll get her in a VR simulation.
No thanks.
Of your life.
Wow, being a black dude is kind of like actually chill. It's chill as heck. I've been catcalled. I think like once that I can remember.
Yeah.
I mean. Outside of, like, you know, middle-aged women, like, okay, so middle-aged women have this whole thing about sexually harassing, like, boys who are, like, teenagers,
no,
but this wasn't related
to
that. Yeah. I was in drag for a friend's birthday party. It was the one and only, not one and only, it was the first time I ever did drag. The second time I did drag was last year for the same friend's Halloween party, but this was many years ago, and I was walking around Camden, because that's where I lived at the time, in drag, walking from the drag bar to the after party, and men were catcalling me. Ooh. Me in my heels. I was like literally like 6'4".
You were basically living in one of those TikToks where a woman takes a camera out and is like,
yeah,
see how many times I get catcalled in a day. They're really interesting. Like, that is really depressing.
And I don't want to be like, oh, look, like, you know, I understand the plight of women because I dressed up in drag once and I got catcalled, but like, it was very aggressive, and it wasn't like in a homophobic way. It was very much like, oh, I'm like I went man voice, and I'm like, mate, what are you doing? You know
I love
mean?
Those there's people who do that on like chat, on like chat rooms like Omegle and stuff, where they like dressed up and they look incredibly feminine, and then they get this like very normal cis guy to be like, oh, I would, oh, blah, 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 and then they just go, that's lovely, mate. Thank you.
Yeah, I just think like it's weird that like it's one of those things where it's like it's obviously not every single man that is doing it, because there are many men that I know that are kind of insulated from it, but enough men are doing it to like every single woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's such a like a dearth of experience there, and also like, you know, you don't even need to do it. You just need to not call out your friends that do it. Like, I've had not friends of my own, but a friend of mine, his friends, some of them were just like terrible to women. And actually, like, this is one of my really good mates. And I was always telling him, I was like, dude, you really got to like stand up to your friends on this. Like, you need to be the person that says this, because I know you're not like that. But if you were letting them be like that, you understand. You know what I mean? Like, that's even weird for me, you know, being like, you're a good guy, but you're letting your mates act in this way. And then he became really close friends with a woman. And suddenly he was like, oh, wow, I now see how she's treated all the time. And like, I'm looking at the texts and stuff between her and men and all. And it's like, it's terrible. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I've been telling you this for a long time. But yeah, it sucks. But yeah, no, so like that's catcalling, obviously a very serious thing. You've been catcalled a little bit. I've been catcalled a little bit. Every single woman on the planet has been catcalled a lot a bit.
Yeah.
And it sucks. So what's the issue? It's men, obviously. You know, it's not women, it's men.
I also wonder, like, I don't even know if it would be possible for me to be catcalled in the sense of like by most women, because I'm not going to feel like immediately threatened. I think the catcalling is it's also about the threat feeling.
Yeah, but you can also be catcalled by men.
Yeah, but I could be catcalled by men, absolutely. And I know that if I had that happen to me, I would immediately feel like, whoa, I'm a guy, right?
Yeah.
In that situation. And you gave me a weird flashback when you said middle-aged women and teenage boys, like catcalling teenage boys, where like when I was like 15 and like a friend's mum went to me, oh, Luke, if I was 15 years younger. And I was like, oh, I am very uncomfortable right now. What the hell? Are you a pedophile? What's going on?
Not if you were 15 years older. If I were 15 years younger.
Specifically, which means it's not, it's just.
It's like, usually it's you say if you were like, older and I were younger, but not the, like, if I were younger. That's like a pretty clear, like.
I was like, don't look at me like that. You're my friend's mom. I'm 15.
I once had two middle-aged women. It was after my dad's wedding. I was in the city center because he had it in a castle, and so I traveled back from the castle that he had his wedding in to my city. There's loads of castles in Scotland, man. It's like you cannot travel like a few miles without hitting a bloody castle there, right? There's loads of them. So I was back in the city center. It was late at night, not really anyone around because I come from a terrible place. But I was wearing a kilt, as you do. And these two women just lifted up my kilt.
What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. I had a woman hit on me when I was working in a bar. And then when I was like, hey, no, she was like, excuse me, I wouldn't, like, you're like my son's age. I wouldn't. And I'm like, well, then why were you talking to me in that way? I had a woman grab my ass once in a bar during Pride because she was like, oh, well, you're gay, so it doesn't matter. And I'm like, one, I'm not gay. And two, even if I were. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, I've experienced a little
bit.
The
issue with being assaulted is not that you don't find the person attractive or not.
Right? I know. It's weird. Look, so I've experienced a little bit of, like, that kind of thing. But I want to be very clear. I recognize the difference because, like, I don't feel physically threatened by, like, anyone. Really.
Yeah, I've been out on, like, nights out with you. And it's so interesting watching you in, like, a social environment where, like, as a taller guy as well, like other guys, like just sort of.
Oh, they want to fight me.
They want to fight you.
They really want to fight
me. And you also then become a different person where you're like so good at like standing up for yourself and you're like, what, mate? What? And it's like, whoa, who's this guy?
Well, to be clear, I only usually for other people.
When yes, I've seen you
someone's,
do that, yeah.
When someone is coming at me, when a man is like squaring up to me, I find it very funny. Can't help but laugh.
That's the worst.
Which does not diffuse the situation at all. But it's so silly. Like, I'm just not threatened. And so it's really funny. And so you're like squaring up and it's so silly. But no, okay. So,
like a little chihuahua.
As I was saying, the problem here is obviously men catcalling women. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to look into this and see if they could make men more empathetic towards women by literally just making them a woman, because, you know, men in general not good with the whole empathy thing.
Yeah, fascinating.
Yeah, really not. Weird that. But oh, also I was gonna say, you know, have you ever catcalled? That's I think a very important question. You know,
God, no.
I actually have
once. Have you?
Yeah. I was like 7 years old.
That doesn't count.
No, but it does though, because
did
like
you say
this
nice
is
boobies.
No, I think
I was,
this is.
I was a baby, and I said nice boobies.
I was a
to
baby, and I pulled down a woman's top.
Wow, assault.
No, I was just hungry. No, that didn't happen. But I was like, you know, 7 years old, 9 years old, or something, and a man who was I was with, not like a random man, a man I know. I'm just not going to dox this dude.
Okay.
You know, like a man who was in a position of caring for me at that moment.
Yes.
Right? An adult male guardian of the moment.
Wow. Yes. Very coy.
Well, it could be anyone. It could be a father, an uncle, a grandfather.
Yeah.
A close friend of a parent. Well, I mean, I'd really hope it wasn't a teacher. So the story is, I was driving down into the city center. I wasn't driving. I was being driven. I was in the passenger seat. And I was told, shout Saggy out the window. And I was like, what? And it was like, oh, it's my mate, he's called Saggy. And it was not his friend.
Oh.
So this little like child voice, Saggy.
The worst, lamest.
I was like, you mean Shaggy, right? The guy knows Shaggy's a name, like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. And no, so I've, and like, you know, this is, it's, in a sense, it's like, it's, you could almost think of it as a funny story because a child catcalling is just ludicrous. But in a much more realistic way, it just goes to show you how, like, bloody ingrained this is in culture and how, like, how normal it is that, like, you know.
And that was about someone having, like,
saggy breaths, I would imagine, yeah.
Right, to, yeah. Like, a lady in the street.
I mean, I didn't even see the lady, if I'm honest with you.
It almost reminds me, yeah, because you were looking for a man called Saggy.
Where is Saggy gone, okay? Woman, please get out of the way.
Are you hiding Saggy?
Where is Saggy? Is Saggy hiding behind your breasts?
It reminds me of, like, but... I don't know if you remember a while ago I talked about, like, one of the theories about why when you have, like, a hand that just seems to have a mind of its own.
Mm-hmm. Alien hand,
right? And it, like, unbuttons your shirt or whatever. And, like, that sort of looks like the hand has its own consciousness. And it turns out, actually, one of the best theories is basically that the hand or the brain is just seeing, like, a cup. And it just sees the possibilities of what it could do with that cup, like tip it over, or it sees a button and goes, oh, I could unbutton that. Like, mm-hmm. And then it just does it without any kind of filter. It's almost like that, where it's just like, they just see this thing going, I could shout Saggy at that lady with slightly saggy boobs. And then mm-hmm. they go, Saggy! And it's like, what? Why do you even do this? What's that? What's wrong with you?
So this is what I was going to say, because this is why I almost, like, wanted to curtail a little bit. You're trying to understand catcalling, because... when you try and understand things, you always try and look at them as like, what's the goal and what are you getting?
Yeah.
And I think that's necessarily you're just setting yourself up for failure there when it comes to catcalling, because there isn't like a transactional thing. It's just funny to shout something at someone in the street, or like you think someone's hot and you have the sort of like right to tell them, like you, the entitlement to their body and all that sort of stuff. And obviously that's all nonsense and it's terrible and it shouldn't be done. And I don't want to make it out like I think this story of me catcalling someone as a child is like a funny little thing. It is ludicrous, but yeah. It is also like very much entrenched in a terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah. I think
so. If you're going to laugh, you have to feel bad about yourself too.
It's not that I mean, obviously I understand that people can do things for like whatever reason, but I think it's just, When I think about things like that, it's like, okay, what are you trying to get or what are you trying to achieve? And if you aren't getting or achieving anything and somebody else is getting hurt or threatened or sad in the process, you're definitely just wrong. Like, there is no conversation. You're wrong and you need to stop doing it.
Yeah.
And so then the idea that they just carry on doing it is like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, go and get yourself sorted out, mate. But then that's like half the men or like a third of the men or whatever many of the men are doing this. Like, what the hell?
Maybe it's just like a few. Maybe it's just a handful. Maybe it's just a handful of men and they're just really prolific.
Working overtime.
Jesus Christ. No, but it is. It's a
maybe
lot
it's
of...
just your guardian. Just
yeah.
Bopping around the whole world setting Saggy at people.
It's a lot of men, but like, we're very much insulated from it, which is a strange thing. And like, obviously, you know, a lot of men that might be insulated from it will also not necessarily have the empathy to be like, this is a real problem that women are facing. They'll be like, whatever, I've never really seen it, you know?
I can't imagine how threatening that would feel. Like, I would find that incredibly threatening, and I'm not a woman who, like, there are consequences greater to a woman than there are to me. And so, like, oh, man. The thought of it would just immediate fight or flight, like, and that's just happening all the time. That is, I don't mean to state the obvious, but that's bloody horrible.
Catcalling is bad. You heard it here first from Luke Cutforth.
I actually
catcalling
got this
is
on
not
the
a good thing.
Apple Vision Pro. This is what they did in the Apple Store. They
that was it. Yeah,
put me in the little VR catcalling simulator, and I went, "Oh, I'm changed."
Ding-a-ling-ling, is that the ad bell?
I think it is, but it's rather quiet this time.
Well, Luke, we want to keep a big old secret about this Sci Guys merch.
Yes. Please do not tell anybody and do not purchase any of it. Otherwise, people will find out.
They might see you wearing our merch or displaying our merch and think, oh, wow, what a cool person. And I'll tell you this, as a cool person myself, having people think you're a cool person can be very, very stressful.
Yeah, we can't have that. And we also can't have you supporting the show to exist that you're enjoying right now.
Yeah, so absolutely, under no circumstances should you go to normalcitizen.store and pick up some Sci Guys merch. Some Sci Guys merch like beanies and posters and t-shirts and calendars and cool stuff like that. definitely don't go to that store and buy that.
Goodness me, that's an awful lot of stuff that I'm not going to purchase.
Absolutely, Luke. Now let's get back to the show before anyone listens to us.
God, I really hope we got away with that one.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So on to the study, Luke. They had 36 men. They took those 36 men and they divided them into two groups of 18, two separate groups of 18, control and experimental group. The average age of these men, or the mean age, was, I think, like about 23.77, about 24. They're like, you know, youngish Italian men, which, and I don't want to be xenophobic or Italophobic or whatever you'd call it, but like, I feel like Italian men probably catcall, like, more than other nationalities. I don't know why I have that. Like,
well, my one
thought.
Italian friend says that about men. Yes.
Oh,
about
right.
Italian
yes.
men. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's just the vibe I've got from all the Italian men I've met. They're just very, you know,
a very expressive country in many different ways, and so that's just one of the expressions.
Sorry, Luke. That's just such a. It's such like a. I want to say like LBC right wing like. Well, you know, they're just a very expressive country, and you know, it's not a bad thing. It's just in their culture. They're a very expressive people.
To be clear, I just mean that all of their expressions are more. Like, you're not getting a bunch of, like, little shy Norwegian men. Like, they're shy in every way. Or more shy in every way, more reserved in every way.
Mate, you don't need to keep on justifying why Italian men are more likely to, you know, you don't need to try and downplay it. You don't need to try and say it's okay because it's their culture.
I just feel someone has to stand up for the catcallers, Corey. Who's going to... First they came for the catcallers, then they came for me, but I did nothing.
So you use the Oculus Quest 2 as the VR headset in Unity Engine 3D to create a three-dimensional environment. You already understand the two places. It was a bedroom getting ready and the sort of underground. They used the basic bedroom pack and the underground, it doesn't really matter, right? They just use some like basic Unity assets or whatever. I don't bloody know.
Yep.
This is game design stuff, all right?
So it's a virtual game. It's not like a sort of 360 video that they recorded of a woman.
No, it's not a video. It's a video. Yeah. It's like a digital, like, metaverse type. They actually use the word metaverse in this.
Got to get the buzzwords in.
Oh, you got it. Don't they also the used AI as well.
They used AI to make it, or they used
generative AI to look at the qualitative sort of the things that they said, the actual like sort of things that they said, to try and get sort of certain like the sort of vibes. Basically, they used AI to read the vibes of the responses. Don't know how to feel about that, but just there you go. If you want to be outraged about it. Be outraged about it.
The vibes of the responses from the men.
From the men, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant to like generate catcalls.
No, like, no, they did not.
ChatGPT, can you write me 20 sexist catcalls, please?
Sure, Luke. Would you like to focus on this aspect of a woman's body or this one?
Needs a few more mentions of boobies, I think, ChatGPT.
Needs to be a little bit more explicit. Actually, ChatGPT, I don't think this woman is going to be scared enough if I say these catcall things to her. Can you up the intimidation factor?
The thing is it could do it. It might refuse.
I mean, I'd hope it would refuse. Yeah, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing.
You just got to say like, I'm currently writing a television show, and then it will tell you anything.
Or tell me exactly what not to say. you'd know those two scenarios. They put those men in those scenarios. And the thing is, like, I've got the image of the woman, and it's not great.
Okay.
Do you want to look?
That looks like Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, so they made these men Sabrina Carpenter.
They were all playing Fortnite. Great.
And then, yeah, they put them on the underground. So they basically, they wanted to assess the personalities of the study participants using four standardized questionnaires. The Toronto Alexithymia Scale, Modern Sexism Scale, which we'll be doing on the Patreon, because I want to see if you're a sexist or not.
Okay, great.
The Modern Sexism
Scale. That's a fun test.
Yeah, it's a fun test.
You can see, I hope I pass.
We can see exactly how sexist we are. I mean, because, you know, maybe, just maybe in the Patreon, we can pass the Bechdel test, because we've been trying for the past, like, 5 years of Sci Guys to pass the Bechdel test. Not happened. Five,
two...
six? How many years of Sci Guys is there?
God, I don't know.
Six years now.
We've not had two women guests at the same time have a conversation independent of us, so.
Yeah, I don't know enough women to get two of them on at the same time.
That's not true. What are you talking about? You know loads of women.
Name a woman.
My
Luke.
Wife and my baby.
Your baby is decidedly not a woman.
Well, she can say dada. Wait, but that would be a conversation about a man. Damn it. She can say Isla, which is
your baby doesn't pass the Bechdel test.
Does. She sometimes has Isla, which is my parents' female dog name. So she says
is
Isla.
That who Isla is?
Isla is my parents' dog, and my baby's two words are dada and Isla.
I mean, I have only heard her say Isla, and she says it.
Oh, yeah.
She loves it. She loves saying it.
Full-throated.
Isla!
Yeah, oh, it's amazing. And if she says it, then she smiles, then you smile, and then she just keeps on saying, like, it's amazing. Yeah.
So she says that to my wife, mm-hmm. Bechdel test passed. Fantastic news.
That is actually...
That is. They talked about another woman to yeah. each other.
Yeah, I suppose if you extend the definition of woman from, I guess, what, like, you know, in some laws now, adult human female to yeah. adult human female plus Luke's family dog.
Yeah, well, this is the next Supreme Court ruling.
Yeah, that's it. That's where they're going. Yeah.
My parents' dog needs to be able to access women's spaces.
God, sometimes, Luke, sometimes I worry about us. Anyway.
When you say us, do you mean me?
Well, both of us, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, we're both implicated in all of the things that we say. So they did the Toronto Alexithymia Scale, the Modern Sexism Scale, the Burn Sexual Inventory, and Stalking Assessment Indices. They also tested their emotions, their feelings, using some kind of questionnaire, you know, with the kind of like, it's called a Likert scale, I think, which is, you know, like, for example, something like not at all likely through to like very likely, you know, the one where you pick.
Like the depression questionnaire.
Well, kind of, yeah, but it's just the answers are like, it's a scale from like,
yes.
not at all likely to very likely.
1 to 5.
Or like, yeah, very, not very accurate to very, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they test their like sort of like general emotions like happiness, disgust, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff, right? Essentially, they wanted to see if they would be more disgusted or feel angry towards the catcalling if they experienced it, because disgust and anger could be good sort of motivators to change your mind on things, right? They also did this like embodiment questionnaire, which like essentially there were 6 subscales of it. So like ownership, agency, location, appearance, response, and tactile sensation. They got rid of tactile sensation because they didn't have any tactile.
VR.
Yeah, they didn't have any feedback in the VR. But essentially, they wanted to see like how closely they felt to the sort of VR woman that they were embodying.
But that feels like that question is going to be loaded by these guys who are like, I don't want to be gay, so I'm going to answer a 1. Like, well, that's the kind of nonsense that people would, like...
Yeah, I think...
I'm not a lady.
I think they'd probably screen for kind of stuff like that and, like, try and, like, work against that.
But those are the ones who need to go in the VR simulator the most.
Okay, they also, when they were looking at these men, they took men that had not been catcalled and had not catcalled.
Okay.
You know, so not us, because, I mean, actually, I've done both, technically, I guess. Which, it's not... I don't like that.
It's very brave of you to admit.
It's the cycle. I mean, I started on the wrong end of the cycle, but you know, it swung. I got my comeuppance.
You
I guess.
Come as a bitch.
Like, I think this is such a minefield. Two guys talking about a catcalling study whilst trying to be funny. It's like we can't. Like, there's humor to be found here, but
maybe not. By
boy,
us.
Howdy, is it? Yeah.
I could have brought my wife.
I think it would feel worse to bring a woman on just to talk. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. About catcalling.
Like, so,
yeah.
So catcalling's bad, right, woman? Yes.
Did you know they studied it and they found out it's bad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, just like when men found the clitoris in the 1800s.
Oh God. Yeah. I was like, should I do this topic? But I just thought the concept of having to use virtual reality to make men feel empathy for women being harassed in the street is just like, that's ludicrous in itself. That's an insane concept, you know?
Yeah, I think you see this a lot with, like, I can't remember one of my friends was talking to me about, like, how do I speak to a woman? And I was like, just like, as a person.
How do you speak to a person?
But I think a lot of guys, and I definitely did this when I was like a teenager, when I was like learning, like, oh, I fancy this girl and I want to talk to her.
Yeah, and
like,
when the game was really a thing, you know, the art of the, you know.
Oh, I thought you meant the
game. No, not the game, which you've all lost now. But no, is it game? Well, not the game. Maybe it's just game. Yeah,
just game.
Yeah, negging women, tricking women into spending time with you.
I didn't ever develop any of this so-called game.
Oh, no, I could not have done that. No, absolutely not.
But I think a lot of guys, they conceptualize of women as being so different to them.
Yeah.
Like, and I guess to some guys that is true. Like, women aren't, like, hanging out and like being sexist to each other, like sexist to men, like massively as a pastime.
I think that's more a case of most well-adjusted people being different to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that's not a man woman difference. I think that's just like a man who is sexist and kind of nuts. I mean, I don't want to make it seem like that's like men like that are the outlier, because they're not necessarily.
No.
But it is nuts.
Yeah.
You know, it's I will say it's crazy. But yeah, I don't think it's a difference between men and women so much as it's just a difference between like men who have this like crazy like idea of masculinity,
yeah,
and normal people.
Exactly. And also alongside that idea of femininity,
oh, yeah,
as being like, oh, I'm so not that. And so they sort of construct this idea that women are so different to them. And actually, like, in most ways, they're just people.
Yeah, women are people too.
What?
Women are people too. Hey, wow. Look, I'll say it again.
I'm so glad we were here to say it first.
Yeah. There have been a lot of women who have, you know, fought for women's rights and really put themselves on the line. But I think they pale in comparison to us two right here sitting on this podcast saying that women are people.
Yeah.
Where's our round of applause is what I'm saying, you know?
Right here, buddy. Wow.
Yeah. Let's pat ourselves on the back.
It's a plaque, you know, in the House of Commons.
You got to pat yourself on the back, Luke. Give yourself, ooh, a little pat on the back.
I have a really interesting House of Commons and women's suffrage story, but we don't have time. It'll be on the Patreon.
they also took like some words from the men. What's the word? They asked them just to tell them how they felt.
Favorite word?
Boobies. Ruckus.
Ruckus.
Our
two brains.
Ruckus is my favorite word. So they took these men and they asked them, you know, some questions about, so they did all the questionnaires to see how they felt, to see what they were like as people, like their personality, and then they asked them about
subject
the experience.
Is an ass.
Oh, it's Italian, so a subject is so for example, some of the catcalls and other sort of. So they had the experimental condition and the control condition. Experimental condition was catcalling. Controlled condition was just normal phrases that someone would come up and say. So I will read these out for you.
Still overstepping.
Not necessarily.
But just someone coming up to you and going, isn't it a nice day today? And you're like, I'm just a lady on the train. Leave me alone.
Well, how about this, Luke?
Okay.
I'll read what they said.
Right.
And you cannot jump to conclusions.
Okay.
Okay. So tell me, Luke, is it normal to come up to someone and say, scusa, che ora sono?
I don't know. Che ora sono? What hour? What time
che
is it?
Che ora sono? I have no idea what this means. Excuse me, what time is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Scusami, so dove sono i servizi idienzi? Idienisi?
Something about beer?
Please, do you know where the toilet is?
Oh, well.
My Italian's a little rusty.
That's why I drank toilet water when I was in Italy.
Man, this beer tastes like piss.
I guess it's just Italian beer.
It's just Italian. American beer does taste like piss, though. Their breweries suck. Sai che ora arriva la metro?
When does the train arrive?
Yeah, do you know what time the subway arrives? So those were all the control conditions.
Okay, those
perfectly
are fine
things to go up and ask someone, right? And the experimental condition, the cat calling things that they said were,
oh God.
Ehi dove vai tutta sola?
Something about the sun?
Hey, where are you going alone?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, not
that's
nice.
Not, it's, that's not even cat calling. That's just, what the hell?
Not fun. It's not fun to read it. It's fun to read it in Italian because it sounds silly.
Yeah.
But it's not fun to see what the translation is.
No.
No. Wow. Ma sei vera.
What?
Wow. Are you real?
Wow.
Yeah, no. Not nice. Not nice thing for someone to come up and say. Ehi, perché non mi fai un bel sorriso?
I don't know. I'm not going to try.
Hey, why don't you give me a nice smile?
Oh.
Anyone saying smile to anyone else is just like...
It's also so odd that that give us a smile, love.
Yeah.
Is also just like pretty much word for word that's in Italian.
Yeah.
Like, where are these guys getting... It's like when you see that like... Oh, the people, ancient humans in China and ancient humans in Europe both independently invented the knife. It's like, well, men in Italy and men in England independently invented. Give us a smile, mate. Give us a smile, love. Cheer up, it might never happen.
Yeah, I guess men are universally terrible.
great.
yeah, so they basically did the tests and they put them through the VR. Then they asked them some questions, yada, yada, yada. They also did AI analysis. I don't know why. Necessarily. I mean, look, I don't know enough about this to say whether it's good or bad, but look into it yourself and make up your own mind, I guess. But they essentially use generative AI to pick out, you know, the vibes, as I said, of the things that were said. It's not super important here. The kind of AI thing, so if the verbal response, right, that they got was I felt unsafe. I felt the need to move to an area where I could be alone, but then I realized this would only put me in more danger and in a condition of vulnerability in the eyes of those individuals, so I decided to move forward. But still, the sensation was physically and perceptually unpleasant. The core frames, like the vibes, would be threat assessment, safety seeking, spatial strategy, physical vulnerability awareness, you know, right? Makes sense to use AI for that, if it was, as long as it's not terrible.
But... Yeah, I guess the AI can be like quite... You know, it's literally a language model.
Yeah.
So it can be very precise about like, it's in this area of language.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know enough about this specific AI model to know anything about it. But AI is bad now, so
it also seems quite lazy. There's only 36 people.
Yeah, like, that's what I was thinking.
I couldn't possibly through these 36 answers.
I didn't want to say it. Right, this is my thought. I don't know enough about this. I don't know enough about AI. Yeah. I don't know enough about how, like, you know, how much, like how much time these people have got, how well paid they are, all of that sort of thing. Right, but it's only 36 responses. I don't think it's that. Well, not 36 responses. It is only like 36 people. I don't think it would be that hard to go through and like. Pick out the core frames yourself, right?
Yeah, but I guess it adds a level of objectivity because, like, you're using the same model to analyze every single response. It doesn't get hungry. It doesn't get tired.
True.
It doesn't, like, read one response and then is biased by that response when it reads the next one, that kind of thing.
Let's not say objectivity because it's not objective.
Sorry, but...
consistency.
Consistency, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I understand that. I just, you know, whatever. AI is bad now, so... I'm just doing my due diligence to be woke, I guess.
Cool. Woke points earned. Congratulations. We've been very supportive of women. We have been very anti-AI, but we've been incredibly racist to the Italians. So I think we've built up enough credit.
You're white now. You can be racist against Italians again. It's fine.
That's fine.
Do not do it against the Irish, because if I'm honest with you, like they have every right to hate the English.
Especially me,
And the British, but like, you know. Mostly the English.
Well, not me. Sorry.
What have you done specifically to Ireland?
I meant all the two of us.
Oh,
not just the Irish. I have every reason to hate me specifically.
Like, what did you do? So the results of this, what do you think the results were?
Hope and pray for all that is good that there was a slight increase in empathy towards women being catcalled.
Yes, so our results indicate that experience in catcalling situations from a first-person VR-mediated perspective significantly increases participants' emotions of disgust and anger.
Thank goodness.
So the way...
Towards the catcalling.
To solve catcalling.
Not towards, like...
No. The way to solve catcalling is to just catcall men.
Is that what we're... But it's specifically that they have to be a woman in the scenario as well.
Force femme men and then catcall them.
This is like, you know, like in some countries you're drafted into the military for a year.
No, you're drafted into women.
In this country you get dressed up as a woman and put on the train at 9 p.m. on a Saturday.
You've got conscription and... Wow. Yeah. Well, there you heard it here first. Science says force femming and subsequent catcalling of men will solve the problem. No, but forcing men to experience the thing that, you know, many men put women through on a daily basis makes these men more likely to think, hey, this thing is bad.
I do love that the simulation starts off with them getting ready for a night out, because yeah. then surely the men then at the end, they go, well, it's my fault. What was I wearing? I put these clothes on.
Jesus. Yeah. Right. Okay. Thank you for dropping that bomb right at the end. When we don't have the time to dissect
it. The wrong opinion.
No, look, so the reason that they had them get ready is so that they could like get into the vibe of like, you know, really being a pretty girl.
Stroking the thing with a feather, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good metaphor, but let's not remember, people take things very literally.
Yeah.
The stroking with a feather, completely unrelated. You just brought that up of your own accord.
It's not unrelated.
What? No, but it is unrelated to the study, is what I'm saying.
Yes, they weren't. Yes.
Yeah.
Let us pray that they. Yeah.
That's a study for a different time. But yeah, no, I mean, there are limitations. We could go through what those limitations are, but we don't really need to. They're just what you'd expect. Oh, this was a preprint as well, by the way. So this hasn't been like published.
Wow. Yeah. Hot off the press.
Yeah. I saw it in New Scientist and I had to do a lot of digging to actually find it, by which I mean I had to search the author's names on Google.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's some digging.
Yeah. And then
that's me, investigative journalism. Sorry.
Oh, and then I had to do a second Google search because that didn't come up immediately. But then I found it.
You
I found
thing.
It.
Are you okay? Two whole Google recovered?
Mate, this journalism thing is hard. It's not easy. It's so smooth. Hard. And then you got to read the thing that you found.
Oh, God. I mean, just I get mostly, AI to do it for you.
I just, yeah. I mean, I didn't even get AI to read it for me. I asked ChatGPT to skim it because I was like, man.
You don't even need to bother reading.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, so that's this
slash
bloody thing.
S.
That's this bloody thing. I think it's interesting. You know, men experiencing empathy for the first time in their life.
Empathy for women,
yeah. Like, what would it be like to, like, could I listen to any of the women in my life? No, I have to play a game. But no, I mean, like, realistically, we joke, but if, you know, putting men through this in VR will, like, help them understand the experiences of other people, that's not a bad thing. Because people can't necessarily control how they feel empathy, you know. It's not necessarily their fault that they're they find it difficult to empathize with people. Like, they were raised in a culture that, like, makes them do that. So, you know, it is good. No, I'm not saying
adults.
Oh, I'm not saying that men aren't. I'm not saying that men aren't at fault for, like, you know, catcalling or their behavior. I'm just saying that, like, you know, you can't control the things that you have learned throughout your life. And so if this could be a helpful tool to, you know, teach men to be nicer people, that's a really good thing if this works.
Yeah, and I find it, I wish we would implement it, and then I would be fascinated to hear the other side go, this is wokery.
Well, like, I mean, it's one step removed from that Black Mirror episode where the guy liked having sex as a lady with his best mate. Remember that one?
No. Yeah. I've not watched all of them, so that's clearly one that I missed.
No, it was
me, Charlie Brooke has gone off the rails.
Yeah, Striking Vipers, it was called, I think. Check that one out.
It's... Striking, as in like smacking your things
no,
together.
No, well, that's
what people used to call me that at school. They called me sword fighter. I say people, one person.
Well, that's it from us, I guess. That's where we'll be ending this. We'll be carrying this conversation on over on the Patreon, so you could go check that out. patreon.com/SciGuys or whatever. I don't know, man. The link's down where. Look, mate, you know how to find things now. I'll tell you on the Patreon how to find it. Anything else from you, Luke?
No.
Oh, we're out of time. Sorry. No more time. We're out of it. No, it's too late. But that's all from us. Before we go, we'd like to thank all of our patrons. With an extra special thank you to executive producers Glitch Rabbit, Cody Miller, and Rev Lunar. And thank you for watching or listening. And subscribe for new episodes every Monday. You know, you find everything else at SciGuysPod.co.uk.
SciGuysPod.co.uk.
I forgot what this was.
Words. Bye. We'll see you on Patreon. Get out of our room. Unless you've paid to stay.
Man, I'm confused.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.